Welcome to episode 26 of Unraveling Karma, an evolutionary astrology podcast, etc. You know the drill. It's been a long time since I've been with you, so let's just jump right into some announcements. And I've been very busy since I did episode 25. And then we're going to talk today, or I will, and I will share with you some thoughts about this transiting Uranus, which has just gone retrograde at 4 Aries, and also in context of the Saturn in Libra, which just went direct a month ago in early-ish Libra. And talking about this Aries-Libra axis as a sign pair, and what in general we're asked to do when we live with that, and then what the Saturn retro was about. And I did do some stuff in podcasts on Saturn in Libra over the last year or so, maybe longer. And then also this Uranus in Aries, because it's really supposed to shake things up. This opposition in these signs holds a tremendous amount of evolutionary, healing, inventive, innovative, cut the crap, shed the past crap stuff, the opportunities for us. So I want to spend a little time walking into this. First, the announcements. Right now I am talking at you from Portland, Oregon, which is just incredibly beautiful, and I don't know why everybody on Earth doesn't live here, to be frank with you. I'm doing three events here in Portland as part of a little bit of a West Coast tour. Tomorrow, Wednesday, July 13th, in Portland, I'm doing a talk called Reenvisioning Chiron. It's going to present my new ideas about Chiron. Do you want to be a wounded, or do you want to be a wounded healer? Pretty much nobody wants to be either, so let's just get beyond that, and the talk is about that. And then Thursday is a channeling session on conscious communion, healing sex, and it's about healing the patriarchy within our bodies, basically ending the patriarchy by healing the effects of patriarchal sex over the millennia in our bodies. That's an extremely important topic. And then Friday night, also in Portland, is The Return of the Goddess, another channeling event. And then I will be in Yakima, Washington on July 18th and 19th doing two channeling events. See my site for all the details. And also Eugene, Oregon on July 21st. And then Fairfax, California in the Bay Area on July 24th. So that's the tour. In other news, since January I've put out three volumes of channel material. I know this is primarily an astrology audience, but, you know, if you're hip to evolving, you should be aware of this. Three books from the Ascended Master that I've worked with. One is Approaching Love. One is Approaching Loss, or Understanding Loss and Death. And the third one is Goddess Past, Present, and Future. So see my site at tdjacobs.com and check those out. I'm also in the process of writing a Chiron natal report, which is hot with 7 or 8 T's. You're going to love it. You can read the details at tdjacobs.com. So let's talk about this Saturn-Uranus business. As you'll have heard me or read about me saying, Saturn in Libra wants us to get real about what's fair. Most of our lives, the Libra portion of it tends to come out in relationship. This is totally natural. But in reality, the real the playground or the battlefield is within us regarding what we consider fair. This has to do with what we ask others to participate in with us. This has to do with what we ask others to do for us. This has to do with what we're willing to show up to others as. And this is the beginning of relationship. Relationship is not about when you're sitting in the room with a person and doing this or that, or not doing this or that, or trying to or refusing to. Relationship is generated. All of our relationships are generated by what we intend to do in relationship. Will we show ourselves? Will we ask for what we need? Will we listen to the other people? And so Saturn now for a month has been direct again in Libra, but it spent 5 months retro. From roughly mid-ish January to mid-ish June, it was retro. And that had us questioning relationships that we're actually in. I will bet that some of your relationships are changing. You might have new relationships. You might have relationships from the distant past that have either been rekindled or kind of come to the surface for you to evaluate and look at and learn about. And in every case, what you're supposed to be doing is looking at what you think is fair and what you are willing to do in a relationship. If you have any excesses of doing or not doing, of only listening or only speaking within a relationship, you officially have the invitation from the universe via Saturn and Libra to get real about that and to make course corrections in order to make sure that you're a willing participant in relationship and that you are taking responsibility for your part in your relationships. They could not have happened without your intentions as a powerful divine creator. That's what every human is. Every human is creating the world around him or her. So it could not exist if it were not reflecting what's happening in your energy field. And Saturn in Libra wants us to get clear on this. So now that retro is over, and now for the last month, as it's been creaking forward and it's moved, I think it's about a half a degree that it's moved in the last month. And now things can start to move forward. Now you can start to see some clarity on the previous 5 months of things coming to the surface for you to see. So look at what you're thinking and look at what you're feeling in your relationships and look at the patterns that you have observed over the last 6 months about the relationships that you're in. Look at the pattern of your relationship history over the course of your, life since you were an adolescent and especially in adulthood. Look at what those choices have gotten you realistically. So, in the middle of all this, we have Uranus several months ago entering Aries, hitting the Aries point. And what that does is, the Uranus effect is to invite us to get rid of everything that makes us feel not free. And Aries is about inspiration, taking charge, taking the lead, busting out into new forms. It's about beginnings. It's the, when we live in Aries, we live in perpetual springtime. So Uranus hitting that says, what does my gut say about my freedom? Now, in the context of the Saturn in Libra, we're all looking at our relationships. And then the Uranus hits Aries, and we suddenly see, oh, this pattern that I myself have created over the decades really makes me feel crappy. Really does not serve me and does not enable me to serve anybody else. Now, at about 4.5 Aries, Uranus has gone retro. So now, all of the impulses you've had since it entered Aries in, I guess, April. Okay, well, I'm actually having a conversation with a learned astrologer and I am informed that it was actually in March. So, okay, great. So, since then, what you're seeing about the impulses you have to change, it's very entirely possible that in this context of all this relationship stuff you've been looking at, when the Uranus hit Aries, you suddenly felt an inspiration you weren't sure you could act on, or you weren't quite sure what to do, because it fills us with an energy that we have to do something to be free. We have to create something new in order to flow with this kind of Mars vitality that when we live in Aries, we possess. So now Uranus is retro from about July 10th to about December 10th. These go 5 months each year, these outer planet retros. And this is the invitation to revisit, to rethink this impulse. But when we're talking about Uranus, we don't actually want to think. We actually want to observe the conduits of energy flow of impulse. So we want to observe what our knee-jerk reactions get us. And then, once you've seen it, you can make some conscious decisions. But most of us are actually trained to be very Saturnian, so we tend to overthink things because we want to be safe, and we want things to be clear, and we want to make sure that we're not going to make a mistake. And Uranus in Aries says, please live. And if you happen to make a mistake, then change your mind about what a mistake is about, because you're supposed to be alive right now. You're supposed to be uncheckedly alive, unbelievably alive, so filled with vim and vigor and the impulse to bring excitement into your life. with these outer planet retros, whatever they are about, sometimes during the retro period, we don't have forward movement. And a really great strategy to look at these outer planet retros, especially with Uranus, because we might feel we need to bust out and be free, but we're not quite sure what the right direction is, how to do it, etc. And a great strategy is to observe our inclinations and then observe how that flows with the world around us. Again, the knee-jerk reaction thing. So in this case, what dream of freedom do you have? What would it take to do it? And over the next 5 months, you might find that it's not easy to do that. You might find that something calls you to wrap something up. Something calls you to think a little more. And this is okay. But when it goes direct in early December at zero Aries, you're going to feel the pressure to finally act on whatever is going on in your life since March if you haven't already. And then to add one layer of context to this is to talk about Pluto currently retroing at 6 degrees of Capricorn in square to each of these planets. Saturn is moving away, but this business with the, you know, cardinal T-square that became a cross last July briefly, there's actually an audio file, an MP3 on my site on tdjacobs.com. Which is about 40 minutes long. It's kind of an extended one where I look at each of Pluto and Capricorn, Saturn and Libra. Check out that MP3 on my site. It's on the articles page. There's a link to it, and it says MP3. It's from last summer. But to add to this, in terms of what we've been talking about with this Saturn and Uranus in this sign axis, Capricorn squares this axis naturally, and so anything in square to something else naturally has a criticism for it. So Saturn and Libra, what's fair? What am I asking you to do that you can't do? What do I want from you that I'm afraid to ask? All these things, you know, what am I willing to do for you but not, you know, all of these things about the relationship stuff and the reality check and the rolling up the sleeves and the nose on grindstone to clean things up, is in opposition with the I need to be free of Uranus and Aries. And then the square from Capricorn is more reality check. Now, Saturn in Libra is about a reality check, but what it does is it can get lost in the interpersonal dynamics. And so there's a purpose here. There's an opportunity to grow through the Pluto square to these things from Capricorn. Absolute reality check, like Saturn is a reality check, Capricorn is. Pluto in Capricorn is the ultimate reality, capital U, capital R, check. Using keywords for Capricorn of authority, structure, discipline, limits, and keywords for Pluto, being about power, the subconscious, I would argue that Pluto seeks to bulldoze whatever is not authentic. And so this square to this, so to speak, kind of an argument between Aries and Libra with these planets there, and also with the very different nature of Saturn as far as, you know, the present reality and Uranus being about the imagined future. The square from Pluto and Capricorn is about bulldozing all the nonsense that comes as a byproduct of the argument. And so the invitation with the Pluto square to this is that you get to see not just reality, not just someone's report third hand of a version of a brick wall of reality, but the actual brick wall of reality, and capitalize all that if you want, you can underline it too, italicize, bold, up against your cheek, about these Libra and Aries issues, about this urge to be free within relationship, and this urge to have relationships that are fair. All Pluto wants is honesty. If you let it square you consciously, then you take reflection from Plutonian others and Plutonian circumstances about how your freedom creation is going and about how these relationships are going. Again, whatever is not authentic is going to be bulldozed. And this is the issue with Pluto transits getting a bad rap. You have, in fact, never learned as much about yourself, about life, God and Goddess, as you have during a Pluto transit. Let your relationships change, but really let your intentions change, and let what you're willing to participate in change. And then be willing to go your own way, Uranus and Aries. Be willing to be free, and be willing to let go of everything that binds you. You know, there's this thing about Uranus where the Uranus effect of the either water behind the dam or the firecracker explosion from within, something very dramatic. And we think that if we are really Uranian, we can't really have relationships. And that is not true. It is that whatever confines us, whatever constricts us, whatever makes us feel trapped and corralled in must change or be blown up from the inside out. If you take these cues now, you can really step into this incredible future that we have the opportunity to be aware of experiencing relative to the end of the Mayan calendar and 2012 that tracks the evolution of consciousness. You really have the opportunity now to become unbelievably conscious of just what it is you are doing in relationship and what it is you are not. One of these three signs is about relationship, you know, just the Libra. And yet, this is a major issue that we are invited to clean up at this time. And so for a lot of us, especially having this idea of work within relationship and the responsibility within relationship, a lot of us have to deal with relationship stuff from the past. Now, of course, you're listening to an astrologer talk at you who has a pretty heavy Libra signature. Basically, in my chart, all roads lead back to Libra. And but it is true that humans have this big deal thing about doing relationships in stupid ways a lot over time. So I just happen to be the messenger for that today. So be conscious. Step into it with awareness. Be willing to learn about yourself. Keep your eye out for the bulldozer. Keep your eye out for the brick wall of reality, and don't wait for it to hit you in the face. Get used to the idea that there are things that you have to learn about yourself, and that in order to be healthy and happy, in order to be, frankly, use in any way to anyone within relationship, you have to make some changes now. So that is the end of this episode of Morale and Karma. Find me on the web at tdjacobs.com. Again, I'm in Portland right now for a few days for events, headed to Yakima, Washington, and then to Eugene, Oregon, and then Fairfax, California, doing channeling events and astrology talks. So see all those details on my calendar at tdjacobs.com. Thanks for listening.